This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Diving right back into it on a Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Don't forget, it is a Wednesday, so we have our Fesco and Dusty poll question. Going exactly as I thought. The poll question on a Wednesday is, who would you rather bring back for the Kansas City Chiefs next season? Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, 456 votes. 70% say Trey Smith. I thought it would be 90 to 10. I'm almost there.
Yeah, I'm 70. Surprised by the 30%. I'd like to hear their reasoning.
Yeah, well, he's quarterback of the defense. More people chiming in on which cast they would go on vacation with. And then the text line also coming to the rescue. Shannon Doherty passed away from 90210.
That's who it was. I knew somebody on that
show. Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry have both passed away. And Luke Perry's son, at least I used to, is a wrestler for AEW.
Really?
Yeah. He goes by the alias of Tarzan Man or Tarzan's Boy.
Oh, that's from that song by Baltimore, one of the great songs of all time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Always reminds me of Beverly Hills Ninja.
It reminds me of 2014 when we played the Orioles, because that was like the only kind of like Baltimore song anybody could think of. It was like Baltimore's Tarzan Boy. There wasn't much to choose from back in that day. But that's a great song, man. You think Max ever heard that song before?
I think if he heard it, he'd be like, I know this song. I don't know if he like would know it right away.
You don't think so? No. Yeah, I bet he'd be Baltimore's Tarzan Boy.
Yeah. I'm sure when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is familiar. It just always reminds me of Haru from Beverly Hills Ninja, Chris Farley, swinging on a palm tree trying to get into the house. I am Haru. I am the white ninja. Sally Jones. R.I.P. Yeah, he was Jungle Boy, but now he's just Jack Perry. There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, sorry that I don't follow the AEW. Jack Perry is his name, and he hasn't been Jungle Boy for well over a year.
Well, God forbid you got that wrong.
At least I knew. He used to have a guy that was like a dinosaur. That was like his friend. And then he had what was the other guy's name? Rocco Smart or something like that. He was like a little person.
No.
it was kind of hilarious. They were like a group of misfits. Yeah, you probably heard of this, haven't you?
No chance.
I don't think so.
No, chance. Dusty, he barely knew what a magazine was.
At least they'd never heard of it.
You don't know this song? It's a classic.
Classic
the music
80s.
Video's great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
This music video's awesome.
Welcome to the 80s.
Yeah, man. I don't know that I've ever seen the video. For how psychedelic
is
it?
You've never seen the video to this song, God, how young are you?
Oh, he's got like a long, flowy shirt that's open in the middle.
It.
And
oh,
there's changing colors of palm trees in the back. A little trippy, for sure.
Is it trippy? Is it like,
The only thing that gives me fear... is the fact that, like, all of a sudden, I know where you're going to get Rickrolled. Never going to give you up.
Do you know that song?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I like the Richard Cheese version of that one.
So you had mentioned something yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, about because you're always big on like anybody is tradable in baseball.
And football, other than Patrick Mahomes and now Bobby Witt Jr., everybody else is available.
And you were asking if you would trade Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned Rafael Devers.
Yeah, and then he got hurt yesterday.
And I had told you he's on the route to be the next Pablo Sandoval.
And I think you're right about that. Rafael Devers went on the injury list yesterday. Status for opening day, unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the injury list already in Major League Baseball? It is literally an all-star team. It is the list is so freaking long with these guys already getting hurt. I don't have the patience for baseball players. I really don't. Like, it's spring training, and if you go through the injury list, it's a mile long.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah.
It's spring training. We've had a week of games.
We see Mahomes like snap his ankle in half and be like, get me back out there right now.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You know, I just don't have the time for these guys. I hurt my cuticle. I'll see you in March next year. What?
I don't think Jack Caglione is tradable. And I'll tell you why. I think he's too much of a dual threat possibility. I think that obviously, we heard when he was drafted out of Florida that he can pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's something that is going to be given up on. I think the thing that they are going to try to do is try to get him established as a big league player. Now, I will say that when it comes with Jack Caglione, a lot of people will say, well, they traded Will Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And again, Will Myers was the number one player in the Royals organization, and I don't know where he ranked overall in Major League's pipeline of top prospects, but I think it was top three.
I was going to say probably top 10 just to be safe. Right?
And obviously they trade him, right, and get a haul back. And
they don't make that trade. They don't go to the World Series, let alone win a World Series.
Yeah, he goes to Milwaukee. Those guys come here.
Or they just don't make that trade. Right. He just stays here and they stay a middling team, you know?
To me, with Caglione, like, this team needs a bat. He's shown you that he has it. He's not drafted out of high school. He's drafted out of college.
Mm-hmm.
He seems wise beyond his years. He's a freak of nature. He's 6'5". Vern says like more like 6'3", 6'4". But his stat line says, or his bio says, he's 6'5", 250. The pop in his bat, the ability that he has with his arm, that if there is a day where, like, you know, maybe there's the new way of baseball where this guy can come in and pitch like the eighth inning someday and throw 99 miles an hour.
I'm not going to lie. That would be so freaking cool. If he goes from playing first base to the mound, like, that would be awesome.
It'd be great.
And it's like, not a positional player.
It would look like Little League when, you know, you replace your pitcher and the guy comes from third base to the mound and that guy goes from the mound to third base. Obviously that wouldn't happen in the big leagues, but like, it's interesting because of his ceiling and his potential. Will Myers was a first baseman as well, eventually outfielder, in the pro, but outfielder as well. So same sort of storyline there. But I would say that you have more potential to trade a guy like Vinny than you would trade a guy like Caglione.
Now, you won't get back for Vinny what you would get back for Caglione, and that's the difference.
And that's the other gamble. Rays. Yeah. And so when you send, you know, you have to hope that what you get back works out. When they traded Will Myers to the Rays and they got back James Shields and Wade Davis, at the time, everybody's like, Wade Davis, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
they put him in the bullpen.
You got kind of a free you know, miss on that, right? Like, it was like, oh, yeah, he's not a rotation guy. But James Shields, I believe on record, has said when they made this trade, Wade Davis was the guy that you won this trade with. And then all of a sudden, he was middle fingers in the ninth inning, won a World Series, went to the Cubs, won a World Series, was the best closer for about 3.5 years. Caglione, I think with this team and the youth that they can build this team around, you can make him a 1-2 punch with him and Bobby, and you can really take this team to the next level, I think, with his potential in this lineup with this team and with this manager in Cotrera.
I'd love to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, if JJ calls teams, what they would offer for Jack Caglione, because I think you would get a pretty nice haul back in return. I think you're starting to see a kind of a similar logjam in that first base, outfield, catcher, DH spot right now, right? I think there's a couple of guys that can do a lot of the same stuff, and I think you are right. Vinny would be the tradable guy right now. Like, that's the guy you would look to move. If you fully believe that Cags is ready to go, and I think kind of behind the scenes they do, but they just want to give it, you know, a little bit longer, I think you start to shop Vinny this season to see what you can get, and that way it opens the door and Caglione can be your first baseman of the future. I could be totally speaking out of turn, and people would say, Bob, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. I think it's hard to have both Vinny and Caglione on the roster together because they're the same position, right? They're that same spot in the lineup. They're that same spot on the field. Caglione would bring you, I think, a lot back in return. It would be like a Will Myers-type trade. Problem is a lot of teams in baseball, as we know, aren't doing that. And I suggested Rafael Devers because he's complaining in Boston and he doesn't want to do anything other than play third base. Meanwhile, they signed, you know, what's his nuts from Houston that wants to play third base as well. And so you've got two people there that are competing for a job that really don't want to be competing with each other. And Devers puts up great numbers. You had said it to me yesterday. What about Cags for Jose Ramirez? You know how much I love Jose Ramirez. Okay?
Why I said it.
I know. That's why you said it.
Old.
I know.
Shields was about that age when they got him, and he was a pitcher.
Yeah. 30 is different in baseball than it is in the NFL, I think, too. I think you're just starting to get wise in baseball at 30 because that's kind of your prime because they keep you locked up in the minor leagues for so long so they don't have to pay you. So I think right now, if you were to say to me, would you trade Jack Caglione for Jose Ramirez, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I think most people will because you've got a proven guy at a position of need versus a prospect. And too many people fall in love with prospects, and prospects are suspects until they do it at the big league level. And I've always been under the impression of if you can trade a minor leaguer and get proven major leaguers back in return that you know can help your ball club win, you do that every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And that's why that trade for James Shields and Wade Davis, and does anybody remember the middle infielder that they got out of that deal as well?
To Tampa?
Yeah, God, it's going to drive me nuts now. I'm sure I'll get a text in about 2 seconds about who the middle infielder was that they got in that trade as well. But anyway, you
Jorge
see
Bonifacio?
No, God, no.
He's with the Monarchs now, by the way.
I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, great. So to move that organization forward to take that next step, if they don't trade Will Myers, nobody wins a championship. Nobody makes the playoffs. They made a bold move to put them in position, you know, to go out there and make that trade. And so I would love another bold trade because I think those bold trades are the ones that take your organization from here and take it to here. You've got to be willing to part with prospects and not worry about what anybody says if you're getting those proven major leaguers back in return. Remember, all those prospects that the Royals parted with, they said they parted with like some 20-some prospects over that 13 to 16 era. Who do we miss?
Yeah. I mean, it would have been nice to see Will Myers in a Royals uniform.
Elliot Johnson?
Elliot Johnson, that's it, yeah.
That was my next guess.
Yeah.
13 years ago today, is it Pete Weber to the Who Do You Think You Are I Am?
Was it 13 years ago today.
St. Louis native.
Oh,
the other thing that comes up, the elements of modern baseball, what smell reminds you of the ballpark? A cold beer, popcorn, hot dogs, or fresh cut grass?
Say it again.
Which smell reminds you of baseball?
Or of the
ballpark? Popcorn, cold beer, hot dog, fresh cut grass.
The fresh cut grass I love. Cold beer, when I smell cold beer, it's like stale, sticky beer, so
yeah,
I'm out on
like that.
Yeah.
Popcorn? Popcorn's a good one for baseball.
I eat that every night.
You always smell popcorn.
You do.
It's like the fajita effect.
The problem
you don't want it, but you smell it. You're like, where's the bucket of popcorn?
Yeah, because the popcorn never tastes as good as it smells.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Because they pop it 6 days in advance and they keep it in a big trash bag in the back.
I don't know, man. Movie theater popcorn is always going to
happen.
Well,
because you put all that butter on it.
Of course
I do. That's why. The ballparks, they don't have that per se.
By the end of that large popcorn bag, my hands are as pruned as I am in a bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the hack that they don't like you to do at the movie theaters? You put the straw where the butter comes out and you put it in the middle of your popcorn bag and you fill it through the straw. And then when you're done, you lift the straw out and it like gradually goes through.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Science.
Right? Somebody asked, was Zobrist the one that came, or did he come from the Cubs?
No, it was Elliot Johnson. Yeah,
Zobrist was the A's, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Cubs after that? Is that right?
Yeah. We traded Sean Manaea to the A's for Ben Zobrist.
That's right, and there's a couple others that got traded in that as well. But really, are you missing Sean Manaea? No, you don't win that World Series without Ben Zobrist.
Somebody says, I always smell the funnel cakes at ballpark.
That too. The kettle corn is another good smell, and the one that the Royals just don't have is the peppers and onions cooking. We've got to get the peppers and onions back at the ballpark.
Yeah, you got to bring back the Sheboygan.
You do.
Oh, I'll pay $15 for that. I don't give a rip, dude.
That's like one of those things. I don't care. Yeah, if it's there, you got the peppers and onions.
Take
and
my money.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always going to buy at least two tall boys and a Sheboygan if it's available at the ballpark. Coming up, people that are going to be available free agent-wise for the Kansas City Chiefs and the pros and the cons of keeping Trey Smith. Plus, we revisit our poll question on 96.5 The Fan's Twitter page here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac as well, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Read the quote, Bob.
All right, put your headset on. I want to read this quote,
sir,
that I just saw from Max Scherzer talking about robot umpires. Have you guys, be honest, and if the answer is no, that's fine. I'm sicker than others. Have you watched the spring training game yet and have seen the review process take place?
I know what you're talking about.
Right. The review process with the ball strike. It takes seconds. It's done. It's over. There's nothing to look at. Nothing to see here. Move on. Right. It doesn't take any time whatsoever. Max Scherzer had this quote. Humans should be judged by humans. Max Scherzer on the robot umpires. And I hear that. I'm like, I could go both ways on this thing with the robot umpires and non-robot umpires. But I'm a big technology guy in sports. If you have the technology available to get it right, why not use it? Why do people get so hurt and, you know, cry in their oatmeal because they may want to use robot umpires or robot referees or whatever the case may be? If you've got the opportunity to get plays right, to get calls right, why wouldn't we be trying to get them right all of the time? I just don't understand that, you know?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say we could use lasers for first downs in the NFL because it wasn't so long ago they were using like an index card.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. The index card was fantastic.
That was a real life thing that happened.
Yeah. And you're not taking
Hold
away.
Hold on, let me see if they got it.
Who was? Nope. Was that? That wasn't Hockley, was it? No. Jeff Triplett, I think, is who it was, actually.
He's got two other brothers?
Uh-huh. Mm. He does. But no, I think like robot umpires, we're not removing umpires. We're not taking away jobs, right? They're still going to be out there. We're just holding these guys more accountable. There's no problem with that.
I love it.
And the human error crowd can't, you know, pipe up because there's still human error. You only get a certain amount of challenges.
You get two.
Yeah. So there's still going to be the human error things. It's still umpires, but it's not all robots. So
right.
I'd love it.
And it doesn't even get in the way of the game.
These are probably the same people that bitch about the nets on the foul line. Oh, well, I can't see the game.
Have you even noticed that those nets have been put up? I have not. And I've been to a lot of games over my life. Yeah. But it doesn't even faze me that those nets are there.
I do love this text. We're talking about smells that remind you of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Somebody says, the times you smell funnel cake, but it's just some dude vaping.
That's funny.
Respect the text.
One of the smells from the Kauffman Stadium is level two. It's the tunnel between the two stadiums. If you're ever on the elevator and you're going like up or down to higher levels or lower levels, and you smell that level two of trash, go down there in July. Take a big whiff of level two of Kauffman Stadium in July, and it's all the trash from the stadiums. It's so disgusting. It's so gross.
Have Slugger come hug you in August.
No. Would you rather be hugged by Slugger in August or Casey Wolf in August?
The Wolf, because his season just started.
Yeah, that's fair. That's,
yeah, that's
point.
A good point.
That's
Ray,
a good
yeah.
point.
Yeah. Slugger had all of June and July to marinate.
Yeah. I'll hug Casey Wolf in August way before I'll hug a Slugger in August, because he's been out there in June, July.
That's like, right.
That thing is way past its time, and that's the end of the season.
God,
it's sour.
It really is, yeah.
I saw a random ranking. He was number one on some random MLB mascot, so way to go, Slugger. Number one.
All right. When you see that kind of stuff, that's wild, because the Philly Fanatic usually is, or
two.
The San Diego Chicken, you know, those are the ones that have kind of been around. Did you see Bryce Harper get the Philadelphia Fanatic tattooed on him yesterday?
Cool.
How? I did not.
You want to talk about who just became the greatest athlete in Philadelphia sports history? Bryce Harper is that guy right now. That dude got the Philly Fanatic tattooed on him.
Too bad Major League Baseball doesn't know that. He also used the Philly Fanatic as his bat when they do the fun bat time.
Yeah. Why can't we do fun bat time all the time?
Because then it becomes stale.
Does it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because like when they pop out that pencil bat, like in the middle of June when baseball's kind of like hitting its lull.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is cool. And then you forget about it. It's like, I just love the design of the baseball bats, or like the, you know, the fun. Because this is the last year of these types of City Connect jerseys, we found out.
Yep.
those are fun. I still think the Royal City Connect jerseys with the white pants and the powder blue stripe are just clean.
They're very clean, yeah.
Obviously, the powder blue jerseys are coming back this year. They're going to wear them on opening day. It's
and
be
the
awesome.
Pants.
And the pants. So full powder blue this year for your Kansas City Royals. Speaking of full, the Chiefs are free agency radar is full of attention. Obviously, we had Jay Binkley on earlier about, can't even believe it's been almost 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
But some free agency availability for the Kansas City Chiefs.
There's a lot of guys that are available on the Chiefs right now. And I'm talking to my friend Joe via text, and he goes, look, you're wrong. And Joe knows a lot about football. I wish, right? Like, Joe would be my GM. I would be the head coach of a football team, and we'd fill in the spots, you know, after that. And he's debating me right now. He goes, Trey Smith is a nice player because look when we won Super Bowls. We had really good middle linebackers, right? People can say what they want about Anthony Hitchens, but the guy went out there and made plays. Nick Bolton made plays. What's wrong with moving some of these failed tackles to guard and then going out and getting a tackle? It's not a bad approach to anything of the way to look at things. I don't mind that approach. I just wonder if, like, Kingsley and who the other guy is, are they mentally tough enough after a horrible season to switch positions? Yeah, Wanye to switch positions and take over at guard. And so he made a good point for bringing back Nick Bolton versus Trey Smith. But the CBS Sports .com listed their, like, all American teams or all pro teams based on free agency. Mm-hmm. There are four Chiefs that make this list that would be considered all pros that are free agents. Obviously, the aforementioned Trey Smith makes the list. Nick Bolton makes that list. You have to start looking around at Justin Reed. He makes that list as well. And the fourth Chief, I'm forgetting who made that list. It was a Hollywood Brown as well, making that list as the all pro free agents that are going to be out there and available. That's a big number. A lot of guys that made big time plays, mm-hmm. you know, for this organization. If you're ranking those four guys, I think we're all in agreement that Hollywood Brown would be number four on that list.
Mac might have him number one.
You may have him number one on that list.
I think I'd have him at least two. So it was Reed, Trey Smith, Hollywood Brown, and Nick Bolton
on that list.
Yeah, I think I'd
list.
Have him too.
You would have, so you have Trey Smith number one. Are we all in agreement that Trey Smith is number one on that list?
I am.
Yeah,
Dusty.
Out of those
Dusty.
Four,
and if
yeah,
not,
yeah.
that's fine.
Yeah,
let's have the conversation, because I don't think the Texan, and obviously Joe doesn't agree either on that, and that's great. I love to hear the other side as to what maybe I'm missing, right? Like, why do you have Nick Bolton as number one? Or maybe you have Justin Reed number one. And from what I can tell you, Justin Reed and the camp, they're going to start having conversations this week. And I know that Spags wants Justin Reed back. I think Dave Merritt wants Justin Reed back. I think this town wants Justin Reed back for the great human being that Justin Reed is. You know, you love guys that give back to the community. And Justin's one of those guys. I'd love to have him back. I think he'd love to be back here.
Great for the culture.
You know, in Kansas City. Great for the culture. Like, he's like your perfect player to kind of have in this organization. Love the fact that Justin Reed could potentially be back here in Kansas City. So if you're ranking them, I think we all have Trey Smith number one.
Yep.
Number two, I would put Bolton at number two.
That's fine.
You guys, I don't know where you fall on that one, Dusty. Are you Bolton at number two if you're ranking the...
No, I'm Hollywood Brown.
You're Hollywood Brown at number
two. You have two wide receivers on your roster right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe three.
If you count Romeo, three.
Yeah. And Hollywood Brown is somebody that I don't think got a fair shake. And I think that he's a veteran. I know health is an issue. Bolton's health has been an issue the last couple of years. I think if you're playing this team to be another, you know, Super Bowl contender or a favorite, I think that when you look at this sort of situation, I think I would probably go Trey Smith one. I would go Hollywood Brown two, because that does give you another option. And if Travis Kelce has taken a step back and next year is his final swan song and everything is sort of in that realm of things, and if you go with Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, draft a running back, and you have Travis Kelce, I think that sets your offense up for zero questions moving forward. And then you just obviously have to figure out your left tackle, but you'd have Trey Smith that would help with that sort of cushion on the offensive line. So, yeah, I'd go Hollywood Brown over Nick Bolton.
Okay, who would be I would go Nick Bolton at number two for me.
I think we're going to swip two and three.
Okay, who would you go with at number three then?
Bolton.
See, I would go with Justin Reed at number three. Where are you going at number three, Mac?
Yeah, I think I'd be Bolton as well.
You'd go Bolton at number three?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just to preface that, I'm okay with, I could see the argument for bringing any of these. Are all great players.
No, you don't have to justify it. We're just having a nice conversation about where, like, if you're Brett Veach, how are you ranking your priority? And Joe's texting back and he goes, wouldn't it be easier to bring all three of those guys back if we didn't pay Trey Smith? And that's the other, true. And that's, see, this is why we have these conversations.
Now you're Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're not paying Jamar Chase and you're adding more. Yeah,
right. But now they're claiming they're paying everybody, in which, you know, T. Higgins put the cap out yesterday, which is so good.
That's awesome.
I did see, what did they say, the most PR thing ever in Cincinnati? We plan on paying Jamar Chase because he's earned it and deserves it.
Right.
How many years has he not proved that he's earned it and deserved it? And
now he gets triple one of his rookie year.
Yeah, it's like when they sat down, they're like, you know, the only reason, only way we're going to give you $40 million a year, you got to win the triple crown as a wide receiver. Oh, crap. He did it.
Yeah, oh, my. All right. So now we got to pay you.
Yeah. So back to the Chiefs.
Yeah. So number four, I've got Hollywood Brown. I think, you know, I would like to bring Hollywood Brown back, but I mean, I'm sure there's some better options that are going to be presenting itself. Binkley's been talking about a wide receiver in the draft, so he would be fourth on my list.
Yeah, Reed would be fourth because I like the young safeties that the Chiefs have. I think Jaden Hicks, you know, the little run that he got, I felt like he really started to flourish at the end of the season. We've seen Shamari Connor fight through injury, but when he's healthy, look good. And
Cook
and
doesn't cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, Cook, another. Yeah, thank you. And then that's a position, that whole secondary, Veach seems to kind of excel in.
No doubt. Yeah,
that seems to be his bread and butter.
And, you know, Juan Thornhill's available.
Oh, I know. Juan's out there.
No, I mean, I just think when you look at the importance of this team and look at the free agents that are available on this list, Trey Smith protects the biggest asset on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bolton's the quarterback of your defense. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Brown is a skill threat.
Right.
And Justin Reed is a veteran safety.
Okay.
And that's not a shot at Justin Reed. I think he's a great guy. He was super nice to us at the media night at the Super Bowl. He I don't know if he recognized Mac and I, but he let us ask him like three or four questions before he let anybody else ask him
he's
questions.
He's a great human being. Like he's that guy, and, like, you want dating your daughter type of guy. You know, he's awesome.
And Mac had a really good point where he says it's a cultural thing. Like, that's a guy who's similar to the role of Tyrann Mathieu. Like, you brought that guy in to replace Tyrann Mathieu.
Right.
He had the same sort of, you know, mantra. Like, he was a locker room guy. He was a voice of a defense. He's basically the quarterback in the secondary and or the center fielder of your defense. So it's like, you know, what's more important, the center fielder of your defense or the quarterback of your defense? And to me, it just slightly goes to Nick Bolton.
Yeah.
And he's younger.
Yeah. And he is younger. There's no question about that. Right. So we'll see how it all plays out. And, you know, like I said, Joe made a great point. Like, if you pay Trey Smith, then you're probably not going to be paying the other three, or you could pay the other three and not pay Trey Smith. And it seems like the Chiefs for all these years would side with paying three as opposed to paying one. But if they view Trey Smith as one of those building blocks, can't miss, futuristic, all-time Chiefs, like they do with, like, if he's in that same camp as Chris Jones and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and they view him in that same vein, then they're going to pay Trey Smith. If they don't view him in that same vein, they may let him go and then keep the other three guys around.
How old do you guys think Justin Reed is?
29.
Okay.
30.
Yeah, I would have said 32. He just turned 11 days ago. He just turned 28.
28. Okay.
So, but how old is Bolton?
Let me check.
26.
25 or 26.
25 or 26. Yeah, because he came in at 22.
Age thing is. But what we say about football in 30?
Yeah, 30. But football, you know, football, you hit 30, you're done. Baseball, you hit 30, you're just beginning.
24.
Bolton's 24. He's
25 next month. Yeah.
Okay, so 25. So, but even still, he's in the prime of his career. Justin Reed will be signing a contract that will be giving him probably the last 2 years of his prime and maybe a year or so over 30. Are you willing to spend on that? Are you willing to give a contract that has the out after his 29th birthday? You know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of decisions to be made, but these are like good decisions to be made. These are good conversations to have because it shows you how many great players and difference makers you really have on your team.
I could be wrong, but I was kind of going through that list. It looks like the Eagles and the Chiefs have the most free agencies on this list.
Oh, wow.
And both teams were represented in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's why the boy wonder over there in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman, said the team's going to look a lot different and Philadelphia fans are freaking out. Yeah, 30 players are gone from both of these teams, regardless of who, you know.
Does this offseason...
Or not 30, a third, I should say.
Does this offseason solidify who's the better GM with the moves they make?
No, because Veach still has the rings.
Fair.
They beat each other one time head-to-head. Probably need a third Super Bowl.
Yeah, need a third Super
Bowl.
Best
out of three. No, I love that question because it's what we, you know, it's sports radio today. What we do, who's better, Howie Roseman or Brett Veach? The answer is Brett Veach until it's not, right?
I'll ask you this one too. which gap is closer, Veach and Roseman or Mahomes and Allen?
Veach and Roseman, I think. Because Allen still has no championships. Howie Roseman now has two.
Allen's damn good.
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking from a skill perspective. Like they're at their job, not necessarily the end result. Yeah. I don't know. That's a really good question.
But Howie Roseman has two Super Bowls with two different head coaches, two different quarterbacks, a backup quarterback, and what, not that he did that, but I mean he put the team together.
And Veach has done it with. I'm not trying to knock on Brett Veach, but he's done it with the greatest quarterback of our generation.
Yeah. No.
The second greatest coach.
Yeah.
And the greatest tight end.
The greatest tight end. But no, I think the gap is closer between Veach and Roseman than it is between Mahomes and Josh Allen. Until Josh Allen can get over that hump, I'm just not going to give him the respect.
That's fair. I'm okay with that.
Okay, so which gap is closer, Allen and Burrow or Veach and Roseman?
Allen and Burrow, probably.
Really? Oh, because you think it's that close.
Yeah.
You think he's, yeah. I would go
Burrow's been to the Super Bowl. I mean, Burrow's been there, you know.
I'd go Veach and Roseman on that.
Would you? Okay. Yeah. Why? You think Josh Allen is that much better than Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I think it's Mahomes, little gap, Allen, huge gap, and then everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Where do you find Justin Herbert on there? Because
one of the best of all time.
Harbaugh says he's the greatest of all time.
You mentioned J.J. McCarthy, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, and now Justin Herbert, who's it's like being around greatness every single day. I mean, I would follow him to hell and back. I mean, I've never been around a competitor quite like him, some great ones, but no doubt in my mind that Justin Herbert is not only one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL today, but truly one of the great quarterbacks of all time. That's from daily, weekly, monthly, and now it's been 1 year being around him. Mm-hmm. I can confidently say that there's nobody that brings more to the organization than Justin Herbert.
Okay.
God, I love him. He's God's gift.
Cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
That's what
it is. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
If worms had machine guns, birds wouldn't be afraid of them.
Worms don't have arms.
Earthworm Jim does.
How are they going to carry anything? Do you guys remember Lowly Worm? He was the worm that wore a hat and one shoe back in the Richard Scarry days.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Lowly Worm. Look up Lowly Worm. Okay? The man wore a shoe and a hat. He had no arms.
Mm-hmm.
How would he carry anything? So if a worm had a machine gun, I think we'd all be in shock.
Well, what if it was like that... what's that movie that Tarantino did and Rodriguez where the girl has a machine gun on her leg? Death Metal or Metal Death Proof?
I think it's Death Proof. I've never even heard of that one.
Oh, really. It's great. Russell's in it?
Is he?
Oh, it's a great movie.
Quentin Tarantino?
Death Proof. Yeah. Death Proof. That is a great movie.
What's it called?
Death Proof.
Yeah. Death Proof.
Yeah. He drives a car. He's just Death Proof.
At some point, you just want to check out, though, don't you?
I mean, it's actually a really good movie, and she's hot, and she has that little machine gun for her leg. She's like... If LeVar Ball needed a new amputee, he could have that.
Yeah.
He got his foot cut off.
I know he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think he still thinks he's the same height?
He still thinks he could beat MJ one-on-one.
Yes. Good for him, though. Good for him. Yeah. He got us through COVID.
He really did.
Yeah. So did barbecue. And Bob will tell you how that is on the other side. And we'll get to some unreal sports achievements on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for Fesco, Dusty, Mac, and Kansas City Sports. Shout out, Josh.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I was wondering how many people would hear that Earthworm Jim comment that I made. Technically, I think Earthworm Jim's suit has arms, and he is just a worm in the suit. Still has arms. And then, of course, Planet Terror is a double feature. Death Proof and Planet Terror is the movie with the lady with the machine gun for the leg. You get it. That was close enough. It's like that first touchdown in the game for the Eagles where the guy thought he got a touchdown. They reviewed it just to delay it to do the tush push. But then Chris Jones tried to do a sideways dive and then hurt his neck. Jim Stesosaur, that said that's the guy that did the index. It's, I don't know.
Gene Steratore?
Steratore.
Yeah, Gene Steratore.
He was the index card guy?
Stare at the floor.
He's the guy on CBS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gene.
Yeah.
Gene.
That's the guy who did it?
Oh, yeah. All right. And then somebody asked from the 913, where does Dan Kilgore land on the list of guys?
Yeah, he is available if anybody would like.
People going back to the free agency conversation we had, Rice is going to be suspended for some of the season. I think you need to value Hollywood Brown more.
And that's a great point from the text line. That's a good respect the text, but how long do we think he's going to be suspended
four
for?
Games.
Four games? Is that what everybody's just
about right.
kind of planning on?
I'm just going to stick with four games, and when it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it's only two, then I win.
Yeah,
and you
right.
think because of injury he misses 2 to 4,
right.
maybe?
So no, I've seen his Instagram.
Yeah,
he's pushing some weighted yeah. sleds.
Do you think we'll like get him suspended at the beginning of the season like and get it done with, or do you think this is going to be one of those things that drags out forever and a day? Like, when's his court date? Wasn't that supposed to be in December, and then it got moved to January or something? Like,
what if in the NFL they told you your player suspended and you could pick the four games?
Oh, that would be cool.
Raiders, Chargers, Chargers. I'm kidding.
No, but like, I would never make that public, right? Like, if the NFL did that, I mean,
that'd be hilarious.
All right, you guys, this guy's suspended for four games. Which ones? Oh, okay,
yeah.
Where's our schedule again?
We'll take week 18.
All right.
We'll take the Jaguars.
Yep.
We'll
take the Colts. And we'll go with Arizona. Yeah, that's who we'll go with. No, that would be kind of funny if you could pick the days of when your guy's suspended. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how long he ends up getting suspended for and what this team does in the offseason. Maybe they have their eye on somebody else. It's safe to say, like, DeAndre Hopkins, we're probably not going to see that guy anymore. You want to talk about a washed player? People want to throw Travis Kelce under the bus for that kind of stuff. DeAndre Hopkins looked pretty washed last year. He had that first catch or whatever when he came here. That drop in the Super Bowl kind of put a bow, I think, on DeAndre Hopkins' career as far as I'm concerned. That big drop.
You remember what I said to you as soon as it happened?
Game over.
I said, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, it was the one opportunity they had.
But he really looked a step slow once he got here. We were real excited about it, but he never really had that big of an impact. I wouldn't even consider bringing him back. I would consider Hollywood Brown, right? I absolutely would consider Hollywood. I'd love to see a full season of Hollywood Brown, but you don't know what their plans are, right? You don't know. Maybe this is a great draft and they want to draft a wide receiver, or there's a free agent out there that they've had an eye on since the draft, you know, when he came out 5 years ago or whatever the case may be. So they'll be fine at that wide receiver spot. You know, they'll be good. They'll be great, and they'll do their thing. So I'd like them back, but I just don't know that it's an issue for me. And that's why it's different. That's why the conversation is good.
The algorithms on social media is insane, because there's a picture right now. It's from Mark the Caddy, and it's two kids on a chalkboard, and it says 38 plus 36. One kid draws 74.
Mm-hmm.
The other girl writes 2 over par.
That's like 6 plus 4 plus 3 equals 2. And like, if you're a baseball fan, you're like, ah, oh, I get with that. That's fun. I like that.
Right. It's just, God, I could go play golf again. It's such a crazy itch for me. I got to get better. Somebody says, hey, the wind today might help your 88.
The 88's good. Like,
it's
I'm like that. You talk about great sports achievements, which we're going to do here in a second. Like, if I went out and broke 100, I'd like lose my mind. And I haven't played golf in a long, long time, and I never will again. It's just not my thing, right? But like, an 88, like, I'm proud of you, man. Like, that's pretty good.
It's really good. It's
like, that's impressive.
It's not, though.
Not for Tiger, maybe, but I mean, those douchebags on the course that were getting into a fight, you're better than they are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're fighting on the golf course. You're just a Richard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's up there. I mean, we already have staked claim with our Richard of the Week. I think we all three are unanimous on this, even though two of you guys are Kansas natives. But, yeah, we know who that is this week.
Yeah, Denny Hoskins. But it's still, I mean,
that guy sucks.
On either side of the state line, you want legalized gambling. You want people to be able to do what they want.
You might be at a friend's dinner and a game starts at 9 and you're hanging out and having cocktails. You're Ubering, so you're going to get home safe. And you're like, yeah, let's throw some cash on this game. Yeah, why not?
But I mean, if you're sitting at the ballpark or something, like, or just give people the ability to do what they want and don't interfere. It's not affecting you.
Yeah.
So why do you care if people are gambling on sports, especially when you're surrounded by legalized gambling and you literally are impacting small businesses in your state, because instead of people going to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Sedalia, they're going to the Buffalo Wild Wings on Metcalf in Kansas. You're hurting small businesses. And that's what Denny Hoskins doesn't understand. He's hurting his constituents. Mm-hmm. He's hurting the people of the state of Missouri. He's hurting business owners, and he's hurting the coffers of the state by doing that. There is not one good reason that that gentleman, and I use that term gentleman, can give that will be a term that makes sense, because everything that he's saying right now about why you don't want to legalize this and pass this and get this thing through is wrong. And it's also a bad look because the people voted on this. Accept the results and move on.
From the Babylon Bee.
It's so good. The Babylon Bee.
The fake news you can trust. It says, God confirms heaven will have a Buc-ee's.
Nice. So that could be a non-popular achievement.
We ask you, 913-586-7965, what is your most unreal sports achievement? Because there was a high school team that won 39 straight titles.
39 straight swimming championships. I mean, think about that. You're not even 39 years old. You're 10 years, 12 years from being 39.
13.
I'm long past 39. But this team at Carmel, Indiana, has won the state championship in girls swimming 39 years in a row.
You think they call it Caramel, Indiana?
I think it's Carmel, actually.
I think it is.
But how about that? Like, that's 39 crazy. Straight years of being the champs at something. Like, I don't know that there's anything my greatest sports achievement. Hell if I know. I walked in a winning run one time. I mean, I don't know that I've ever done anything even close. I didn't finish last in the 500 once in high school. Like, I don't have great sports achievements.
You were
a
left tackle. Did you have, like, a game where you
I didn't ever give up against a sack, you know?
Did you have more?
You never
pink?
Gave up a sack?
Not my senior year. No,
dude, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you
what
have more?
Hell?
Your senior year, did you have more pancakes on the field or off the field?
Oh, off the field.
I was a left tackle, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Off the field. Come on. You've seen the pictures.
Yeah. No, I think it is. Unreal sports achievements are kind of funny. And it's also nobody cares. I won back to back titles in fantasy football one year.
Yes.
Went to a third straight. So I pulled the Chiefs, lost.
Your offensive line was in tatters that day.
No, I just got really arrogant. I was like, if I win a third straight title, I'm dropping out of the league. And everyone's like, oh, cool bro. Awesome. Sweet. You're a douche. And then I was like, yeah, nobody cares about this. It's an unreal achievement. But I did win back-to-back titles in fantasy football in a competitive league.
Here's that jersey I wore here that entire year where I didn't give up a sack playing left tackle. If you want to bid on this, what day are we doing it?
April 21st.
April 21st to raise money for the BMA Foundation. We're auctioning off junk that I found in my closet a la... What's his name? Woj, who was auctioning off his press passes and like dead phones yesterday.
That's right.
For the NIL. So my wife's dancing for the BMA Foundation. I'm going to auction off my press passes and things that I find Woj style. And you got a great one too.
Is your unreal achievement winning the pacer test 4 years in a row in high school?
I did go ham in the pacer test.
I knew
for sure.
It. Yeah, I knew it.
Gym class, I always went hard. I would say, damn it. Man, damn it. you know what? I'll go with my close three-peat, NCAA football. Went to the championship three times. Couldn't quite get it, just like the Chiefs, but it was with Tulane, the Green Wave. Just did it with the new game. It was pretty great.
But the puck has dropped, and it's 4-0.
That's his greatest.
And the Razor just took
that's
another
an unreal achievement.
And that was a rocket.
Razor took another one.
Like it's just common. Just,
the puck has dropped and it's 4-0. Yeah. The opening period.
There's Razor with another one.
Razor Ramon. So yeah, if you have an unreal achievement or one that nobody cares about, 913-586-7965. We'd love to hear it. I shot the game-winning three in a game once in high school. I would have to take a crap ton of acid to get that euphoric feeling back again.
That's cool, man.
I hit for the cycle in a league softball game.
Nice.
I had a walk-off home run for a win in my E-League softball league this fall.
Nice.
Golly. Oh, that's hilarious. I had a 102-yard rushing touchdown, was called back because my dumbass receiver blocked someone in the back at the 50-yard line while I was crossing the end zone. We fought after the game.
You played with Kadarius Toney?
That's exactly right.
That's great. I hit for the cycle in the E-League.
That's really good. I like that.
Or no, I hit a walk-off home run in an E-League. Man, what was that score? 1-0? Somebody says Rockers men's swimming won state champs 13 years in a row, I believe.
This team won 39, though.
Yeah, they did go on to say not as impressive, but pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
13 in a row is great. 2 in a row is good.
Hmm.
Yeah. Nobody cares about your fantasy team, does it? Nobody cares about your golf score. Coming up on the other side, we get back into we kind of saw it coming all along, and also so did Clark Hunt. And, well, it's Chris Jones Twitter season once again. Here, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every...
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.